Hey, hey, happy Monday, the very first Monday of March 2024. It is wild to think that we are already this far in 2024. It is even more wild for me personally to think that I'm going to have a baby next month. Like, that is wild. That is so dang wild for me to comprehend, especially after so many years of waiting for this little bundle of joy to arrive. And next month, it's finally our turn. And I'm so excited about it. You guys, welcome to the Bible's Babies and Business Podcast. Finally, after so many years, that babies part is coming to fruition for me. This is the very first episode of a brand new series that we're doing all about neuroscience. If you have been watching my Instagram stories, then you know that I am doing a little bit of upgrading to my material. I hope that coaches here listening, myself included, that we are always continuing to upgrade ourselves, our business, and reach new levels to become sharper in our skill set and to really just serve people better. And two ways that I am upgrading my material that I teach students is, number one, integrating neuroscience into the practice so that people can learn how to build their, what I call their business brain, while they're actually doing the business strategies. And then the second thing is learning how to negotiate. I recently read a book called Never Split the Difference by FBI agent Chris Voss, and he shared all these incredible tactics about how to negotiate and tactics that are used in the FBI. And what he shares in the book is that these are principles that you can use in your business. And I've been using them in my business. I have been talking to my powerhouse students about them. And it is incredible the difference that these negotiation tactics make, especially when we're coming up against client objections like, I can't afford it, which in the high ticket sales space is also common for us to hear, right? So anyway, a little bit of context here. I went on my stories today and I asked people, hey, you know, when it comes to my podcast, would you rather me change up the topic every week? Okay, keep it a lot of variety. And that's the way that most podcasts run. Or I said, would you rather me do some series? And I gave them examples like, you know, we could do like a brain science series, a maternity leave series, a negotiation series. And 75% of the votes said, can we do the series? So here I am. This is episode number one of our brain science, neuroscience series, all geared towards helping you build your business brain. Now, before we get into the actual episode itself, I need to tell you something super exciting that is happening, and you need to know about it right now because the cutoff time is tomorrow. I've recently ran the numbers in my business, and as of February 29th, 2024, I have officially closed over $280,000 in my coaching business since I started back in 2019. And keep in mind, I struggled for the first 2 years. I mean, I really, really struggled. And so the fact that having struggled for the first 2 years, like a lot of that $280,000 has come in the more recent years. The number is actually $289,355.82, to be exact, according to my calculation. And this happened, like I said, even though I struggled the first 2 years, and I have a teeny tiny Instagram audience. And so, like, this is just mind-boggling to me that the Lord has allowed me to do this. And what I'm realizing is that the key to my business's success was not that I've ever been Instagram famous. I mean, clearly not. As of today, when I'm recording this, my follower count is less than 2,500 people. Friends, the reason why I've closed over $280,000 and counting, even with a small audience, is because I finally figured out the secret formula to making bank as an online coach. And that is high ticket sales. Okay. When we're running a coaching business, we either need high volume, meaning a whole heck of a lot of people buying from us, or we need high ticket, meaning less people buying at a higher investment. And there are four main ingredients to becoming a ninja at high ticket sales. Okay. Number one is solving a really big and really painful and in-demand problem for your ideal client. That has to be number one. Number two, you have to create an irresistible coaching program that offers more value than any other coach in your niche. Number three, you have to know how to attract new leads every single week. And number four, you have to use a proven to work sales strategy to convert those leads into paying clients. Like I said, friends, we need one of two things when we're starting a coaching business: either high volume, meaning you have a whole heck of a lot of followers that are all buying from you, or you need high ticket, which is where most of us start. We have smaller audiences. And in order to monetize those smaller audiences, we sell things for multiple four figures. And actually, I can't even take credit for that phrase, we either need high volume or high ticket. That comes from my friend, Lissa Scott, a brilliant business mind, that she's told that to me. And that was so, or I read that in her content, it was so profound. Here's the thing. It took me 4 years to figure out how to implement each of those four steps of high ticket sales correctly. But it does not have to take you that long, okay? It does not have to be the long, drawn out, nearly half a decade process for you that it took for me. How though? How can this be a faster, more efficient process for you than it was for me? And the answer is by applying to my program, High Ticket Powerhouse, which is my 6-month group coaching container, my signature group coaching program. And here's what you're going to learn inside of Powerhouse. Number one, you're going to learn how to get more high paying clients without needing a large Instagram audience. Number two, you're going to learn, because I'm upgrading my material, you're going to learn how to rewire your brain to achieve the next level of success in your business. We'll talk about that more today, as today is episode 1 of our neuroscience series. And number three, you're going to learn how to negotiate like an FBI agent to handle those tricky client objections, such as, I can't afford it. Now, if you're feeling skeptical, if you're like, Cammie, I don't know, like, I really don't know about this, okay? I hear you. And you know, I figured you would be skeptical. That is why High Ticket Powerhouse has a guarantee that you will close enough sales within 6 months to 2x your investment. I am that serious. And one more thing, and this is the thing that you need to know today, because time is ticking. If you apply to Powerhouse and you end up joining, okay, by tomorrow, Tuesday, March 5th, okay, that doesn't mean your call has to actually be tomorrow, but you have to actually have your application submitted by tomorrow, Tuesday, March 5th, and then you end up joining Powerhouse, you will receive an extra month of access for free into Powerhouse, okay? But that is expiring tomorrow. So you need to get your application in. The link to apply and book your call is down in the show notes. Like I said, friends, it's not that your call has to be tomorrow. It's that you have to book your call before the end of the day, Tuesday. Okay. Doesn't matter what day of the week your call is actually on, but you have to actually submit the application and book the call by the end of the day, Tuesday. And you will receive, if you join Powerhouse, 1 extra month of support and access for free. You're also going to get access to 4 guest coaching experts who are coming into the container during my maternity leave. Friends, this is like over $2,000 worth of value that you're getting, okay? Go apply down in the show notes. Now, for today's episode, I'm going to just scratch the surface of this new material that I'm integrating into Powerhouse. And we're going to talk about episode 1 of this brand new series, the neuroscience series, how your brain might be keeping you broke. If you have been struggling for years to make ends, maybe even not years, like maybe you've just been struggling for the last 6 months in your coaching business, like, or whenever you started, if it has felt like you have been struggling since you've started and you are living paycheck to paycheck and you're just wondering, how the heck can I make $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 in my coaching business? Why is this so hard? Why does it feel like I'm running through water or trudging through mud? Friend, your brain might be the culprit. Okay. We're going to talk about it in this episode. Let's get to it. Hey coach, welcome to the Bibles, Babies, and Business podcast. Are you ready to get more consistent high ticket clients in your online coaching business without having to go through exhausting flopped launches? Are you constantly searching for podcast episodes, looking for that key to unlocking $10,000 months in your business? Do you have big dreams of becoming debt-free, going on more family vacations, and staying home with your kids? But right now, your business isn't even breaking $2,000 a month? Hey there, I'm Cammie. I'm a Christian, a wife, and a soon-to-be mom. A few years ago, before I was known for being a high-ticket sales expert for online coaches, and before I founded my program, High Ticket Powerhouse, which offers some of the best marketing and sales strategy in the coaching industry, I was just your average online coach struggling to get by. I didn't know how to get clients, make consistent money online, or get out of the painful cycle of living paycheck to paycheck and drowning in debt. And to make matters worse, my husband and I were struggling through years of infertility and needed tens of thousands of dollars to grow our family. Oh, and on top of that, student loans and credit card debt. Needless to say, financially, we were a sinking ship. My business needed to make money. My family depended on it. That's when I discovered the art of how to close high-ticket sales. And the best part? You don't need thousands of Instagram followers or ever have to struggle through another duct-taped Instagram launch ever again. In this podcast, you'll find practical sales strategies to use in your own coaching business, biblical principles for the Christian entrepreneur, and a healthy dose of tough love. Because one thing you need to know about me, I don't sugarcoat it. My ultimate goal is to turn you into an absolute powerhouse at selling your high-ticket coaching online, so you can be a blessing to your family, a blessing to your clients, and create life-changing impact for the kingdom of heaven. So grab your Bible, your laptop, and let's get to work, because you were made for this. All right, friends, welcome back. Like I said in the intro, this is episode one of our brand new series, the neuroscience series. And we by popular request, we're going to start doing series on the podcast. And the first one is all about neuroscience, doing this thing that I call with my students, building your business brain. Because as we know in the coaching space, like mindset is important, totally important. However, it's interesting that people talk about mindset so much, but not as nearly as often are we talking about the organ behind the mind, and that is your brain, okay? It goes deeper than just having a healthy mindset or thinking a new thought. It goes so much deeper, okay? I am talking about the rewiring of your neurological pathways of your brain to work for you instead of against you in your business. Now, we're not going to be able to dive into all of the nitty gritty details today, but that's why this is a series, right? For the next several weeks, we're going to be unpacking this conversation of neuroscience and rewiring our brain to achieve the next level of success in our business. But here's what you need to understand today, okay? As it relates to how your brain might be keeping you broke. Basically, you have two parts of your brain for the sake of this conversation. You have your conscious brain, and you have your subconscious brain. Now, I'm not going to go too deep into that because very, very soon I'm going to do an episode explaining your conscious brain versus your subconscious brain. But just understand that your brain obviously is one organ, but there's really two parts of it. If your subconscious brain, when it comes to your business, if your subconscious brain has a belief system such as I'm not worthy of having money, or I'm not worthy of success, or having money is bad, okay? If you believe that on a subconscious level, your brain will subconsciously sabotage your efforts to build money and success in your business. And what do I mean by subconsciously sabotage? I mean without your awareness. It's the equivalent of having somebody in your business, like an employee in your business, like every time you make a deposit into your bank account, like an employee going in there and like secretly taking money out of your bank account, like sabotaging all of your efforts, right? That's what it's like when your subconscious brain that you are unaware of is sabotaging your efforts because you have this belief system such as I'm not worthy of money. Money is bad. Like other people can be successful, but not me. And like I said, if this is happening on a subconscious level, many times it's happening without your awareness because your subconscious brain, friends, runs 90 to 99% of your life. Okay, think about that. However, the good news is this. There is good news, okay? Regardless of whatever limiting beliefs you find yourself coming up against, whatever neurological pathways that your subconscious brain might have that is blocking your success in your business, you need to know this. You can rewire your brain for success. You can. In fact, my powerhouse students are already starting on this project. In the month of February, I did multiple series inside of Powerhouse talking about the rewiring process, and I taught them three different techniques to rewire their brain. You need to know that it takes 67 days to rewire a new neurological pathway in your brain. We've learned that from Betsy Cronin, who's been on the show multiple times, my mentor in the Christian neuroscience space. 67 days, okay? So what does that mean? That means, like, friends, if you're doing like mindset work like 2 or 3 times a week, that's fantastic. But is that really enough to create long-lasting results on a neurological level? Maybe not, okay? But we do know that it takes 67 consecutive days to create a new neurological pathway in your brain. Like I said, my powerhouse students, they got started on this last month. Now, a brain prime, which we'll talk about more in this series later on, but just know that a brain prime is essentially a way, it's a recording, if you will. Sorry if you guys can hear some noise in the background. Lucas is working on the baby nursery. So sweet, because I'm about to have a baby in like just over 6 weeks. So wild. But if you hear anything happening in the background, that's what's happening. Life is happening. Life is happening in the background. Anyway, a brain prime is essentially an audio recording of your own voice speaking life and affirmations over yourself. Now, like I said, I'm not going to go into any more deeper than that right now, because we're going to talk about that deeper in a future episode. But just know that that's what a brain prime is. And a brain prime is one of the tools that I'm currently using with Powerhouse students to help them neurologically overcome mindset issues, limiting beliefs that are blocking their business's success. And you can get in on this, okay? Because Powerhouse is not only open all year round, but we're running a really, really special bonus right now. That if you apply by Tuesday, okay, tomorrow, if you apply by tomorrow and you end up joining Powerhouse, you will receive not only the 6 months of support that already come in Powerhouse, but you're going to receive an extra month for free. In this container, you're going to learn how to rewire your brain. You're going to learn in depth, like, how is the brain working when it comes to my business? Why do we have to go so much deeper than just mindset in order to really create this long-lasting, life-changing results when it comes to how our brain relates to our business? Friends, this is the most fascinating material. I get so hyped about this. I get so excited. And I want you to know this information, because it has changed my life and it's going to change your life. And it's going to change your business, because here's something that Betsy Cronin told me, you know, the mindset neuroscience, Christian mindset neuroscience expert that's been on the show multiple times. She said, you cannot outperform your programming, meaning you cannot outwork or outstrategize a bad mindset. You can't. It's kind of similar to like the fitness space, where people will say like, you can't out exercise a bad diet. Like, if you're eating poorly, like you can do all the exercise and like you might see a little bit of improvement, but like you're sabotaging your results by what you're eating and putting in your mouth. The same concept is true here, okay? You cannot outperform your brain's programming. Okay, this is why, friend, you could be doing all the right stuff. You could be doing all the right actions, all the right strategy in your business. But if your brain is not wired for success, if your brain is not wired currently to reach the 5K, the 10K, the 100K months in your business — I haven't reached 100K month yet in my business, but someday, okay? It's going to feel like you're running through water. It is more than just strategy. It's your brain too, okay? And you're going to learn that inside of High Ticket Powerhouse. So go apply, get your application in by tomorrow night at midnight. Okay. That doesn't mean your call has to be tomorrow on Tuesday, but you just need to at least have a call on my calendar and have gone through the application process by Tuesday. Okay. And if you apply by Tuesday and then you end up joining Powerhouse, you'll get an extra month for free, where I will teach you how to rewire your brain for success. And it is going to change your life. Go apply, link down in the show notes, and let's talk about how we can change your life and your business for the better.
Hey, Coach. Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope you got exactly what you needed to hear, even if it stung a little. Every week, I am committed to showing up here on the show and bringing you not one, but 2 value-packed episodes to help you grow deeper in your faith, build a profitable coaching business, and become an absolute powerhouse at getting high-ticket coaching clients online. And the number one way that you can support the Bibles, Babies, and Business podcast is by taking 30 seconds to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts and then share this show with a friend. Thank you for partnering with me to get these episodes out to as many online coaches as possible, because the world needs more powerhouse women building online coaching businesses for the kingdom of heaven. I appreciate you, I love you, and I'll see you in the next episode.